You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
If it was legal to murder people, he would have been dead. And I would have called his family and explained it to him, and they would have been like, oh, I get it. Fucking wait. What's up, fucking YouTube? I can't hear myself, so I have no idea how loud I am. So I'm sorry if I'm loud to you, Trip.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's not like you yell on this podcast either. Hey! Did you see a YouTuber got shot for a prank? He's alive.
I wish he wasn't.
Well, dude, he like went up to a guy and he just kept playing. It was in a mall. In a mall, probably Maryland.
Which one? In Syracuse?
I don't know. It's probably somewhere with a lot of vowels in the name. But yeah, he kept like playing a phone thing for this guy. And the guy was like, stop. He literally said, stop. He's like, stop. And then he just pulled out a... And he's guilty. He's not guilty.
What was the song? Like Baby Shark? What was he playing on the phone?
It was like a Siri audio voice type thing.
I mean, that's... So the Siri voice was just saying what? Like, I like refrigerators.
I don't know. I think it's online. It was something about like a brother, or it was like some incest thing. So it might be in for you. Maybe that's why He's like, I'm getting hard. Stop.
I mean, I would want to shoot a lot of people in my life. I haven't yet. I said yet. But to shoot someone because they're playing a ringtone, That's a little...
Jack,
what store were they in? Hot Topic?
Dude, it's in the food court.
I mean, honestly, bro, he was probably hungry. Now I'm back on board.
Dude, he's a DoorDash driver.
Oh, I'm so in.
Yeah, dude,
You're
getting paid. Your tip is buffalo sauce. I'm shooting somebody.
Dude, because here's the thing. He's picking up food from the food court. Your life, not great.
Oh, that's not an easy pickup either. You got to park the car, walk into the mall, find the food court. Is it Sbarro? Is it Chinatown something? Chinatown Express heater.
I do have some more context here if you guys want it.
Please.
In the video, Cook can be seen following Coley around the mall while thrusting his phone in his face as it plays the bizarre phrase, "Hey, dipshit, quit thinking about my twinkle," multiple times using a Google Translate app.
Shoot him. Shoot him. Literally shoot him. I don't even need any more context than that. I don't like shoot it. If you play anything, especially that, if you're following me around, I'm shooting you.
Yeah, because in my head, you're not real. You're an AI person. It's like, 100%. Stop. I said stop. Leave me. The gun's a little aggressive. I would have probably stepped on his shoes. I'd wear Heelys and stomp on his big toe and say, fuck off.
Dude, I'm surprised. I would have shot him multiple times and then threw him into a Build-A-Bear and hoped that people stuffed his organs inside of a bear. Shipped the bear to his family and all said happy birthday on him. Fuck that.
I'm pulling up a picture of the guy that did the shooting. You don't want to harass that guy.
No. Anyone who walks around well rested but looks tired, I mean, do you know what I mean? Like, that
dude,
guy
but
looks.
Like, but think about that. He's like getting ready for work for DoorDash, and he's like, "All right, do I have the Glock? Phone, keys, wallet, Glock." Like, when else would he ever need to use that?
Here's the question though. If I'm not in a great city,
of course,
and I'm doing DoorDash, I have to go to people's homes, I'm being Glocked up. But what? If he's in like, you know, if he's in, well, I can't even think of a city that's not in shambles. We live in America.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I was literally trying to think of a city that wouldn't be Glocked up. Maybe Silver Spring, Maryland.
Yeah.
But even then.
Yeah, maybe like Rancho Cucamonga or something.
I feel like isn't there gang activity in any city? Like, can we think of a city there's no gang activity? Maybe in like Japan, but that's it.
No.
Japan, there's like zero crime rate.
You will get glocked out there. Oh, dude, I have such a funny TSA story. Well, wait, where was
one? Oh, yeah.
Where was this one at, Gabe? What city?
Let me find out.
By the way, for those listening in audio, I am in New York right now in a hotel room. Michael is in the studio. So if we sound any different, any hotter, that's why. And the chemistry's off, you know?
No,
I couldn't. You know, long distance relationship. Like, imagine getting the same satisfaction you get at the studio versus now when we're talking over Zoom. My cock is soft.
Here's the thing. I will say, though, I'm into long-distance relationship. You know why? Don't have to see her. Let's go.
No, but you do. You have to see her every night on FaceTime, and nobody's yeah, dick is
this.
Getting the old...
Watch this. Whoopsie daisies, network's down.
Where do you live? In the fucking DoorDash community? Are you with the glocked out guy?
Dude. I have T-Mobile. There's definitely places that my phone doesn't work unless they sponsor the show. And then they get great 5G everywhere.
Mint Mobile. Yeah, but then she'd be like, babe, for our 1 year anniversary, I got you a better phone plan. I'll be back from my trip in 19 months.
Listen, I went swimming and I lost it.
How are you going to talk to me right now,
they haven't found the subway and the subway. They haven't found the submarine. They haven't found my phone. Cut the beginning, the end.
No, leave it all in.
All right.
Leave it all in.
God damn it.
Leave it in.
It happened in Virginia.
Virginia is a wild.
Yeah, I forget that's a place. It is.
Dude, Virginia Beach, Virginia is wild.
I love when they just put the name next to beach.
Is it even close to the beach? That's a dumb question. Is Virginia Beach close to the beach?
I'm going to let you sit in that one.
All right. Beach is so close to bitch is hilarious.
Well, guess what beaches have, Michael?
What?
Bitches. Dude, it's so funny. Bitches. Both of our, like... Our profile, like right now, you look like you're about to, you look like you're about to do a video to like teenagers about like smoking the vapes in the bathroom, or you look like you run a Game of Thrones podcast, and I look like I am doing my final video on YouTube ever, and the caption is just like sorry, period, all lowercase.
Yeah, and you just have like 400 fentanyls right in front of you.
Dude, can I tell you my TSA story?
Yeah, and Gabe, can you move the mouse off his eye?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Should I put it on his dick?
There we go. Jerk him off with it.
So I have, we've all been, this is my worst TSA story ever. We've all been.
Wow.
It's
this is
insane.
Saying a lot.
It's okay. Insane.
So, I'm so happy.
You know O'Hare Airport.
Yeah, it O sucks.
Yeah, Chicago. If anybody's strapped up, Chicago. So yeah. I'm going through TSA 8 a.m. Your boy hasn't eaten anything. We're about a hotel coffee deep. I'm one sneeze away from shooting a pigeon. Okay. I'm
100%. Yeah.
And I'm just like, all right, I'll just eat at the gate. It's early. And this is pre-check, might I add. My dumbass brain always thinks that pre-check is going to be nicer, like personality wise than normal. It's not. They don't give a fuck.
Nope. Same people.
Why?
It's the same place. You just don't take off your shoes.
Somebody give me caviar
about.
And suck my big toe. I'm going through, and nothing beeps. I walk through. It's not the YMCA one. It's not the arms up. Yeah. I walk through. Nothing beeps, and she goes, "Go back." And it's 8 a.m. And I say, "Why?"
Good.
And I was like, "What do you mean, why?" And she goes, she goes, "Go back again and walk how you normally walk."
What?
Swear all my life. She goes, "Why can't you normally walk?" And now I'm Michael Blaustein, two mojitos and the sunglasses deep.
Yes.
I go, "That's how I walk." She goes, "You always walk like that?" I go, "I'm just walking here. Nothing beeped. Why am I got to go back?" She goes, "Walk like you always walk." And I...
I'm sorry. This is fucking crazy. She's never met you. And she's telling you that you don't normally walk like that?
Yeah, now, but
hey,
now... So
hey, bitch, I have MS. I walk like that. Sorry. I honestly, I wish this woman was at a mall in fucking Virginia.
Sorry, I'm limping. My AK was poking me in the Achilles. Literally, I go back and I walk again, and now I'm in my head like, do I walk like a fucking terrorist? Do I walk sus? like...
What?
What does my say about me that somebody sees me and they're like, this motherfucker's sketch?
Maybe she just thought your dick was too big.
That's what I'm saying. Got that big dick energy.
So, okay. So do you go back and walk through again?
I had to.
No.
I go back and
So you're on the other end. And then now you're super in your head like, how do I walk like a normal person?
Yeah.
And then you just walk how you thought you walk. And then she was like, good.
Yeah, I just walked in like slow-mo. Like when you're like you're like really drunk and you get up out of a chair at first and your body's still catching up to your brain.
That makes so much sense.
I went like that, but like, I'm like, dude, fucking, they can just say anything. Why are these idiots so goddamn mean? TSA is the only service you pay for where they're rude to you. Like flying is a service, but that's all a part of it. What are we doing?
Listen, let's backtrack, man. And anyone who's part of TSA, no disrespect to you.
No, fuck you.
Okay, cool. Fuck them. whatever, I'm on board. But this is where I'm at. If you apply to work at TSA,
right,
you're like 1 inch away from a mall cop.
Yeah.
So you're not, I think you probably woke up and your whole family is probably like firefighters and like police officers. And, you know, you're not an athlete. You probably had too many fucking gummy bears and you can't make the force and you can't put out fires. So you go, I don't have any power in my regular life. Now, what job do I want? TSA.
That makes total sense.
Yeah. And then you're just those type of people. And there's 19 of them.
But it was so bizarre and it was crowded. And this lady behind me goes like, I have never seen that. I've been flying for like 40 years. I've never seen that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fucking good. I just like it.
But also, I'm so sorry. But also, even if you're walking different, because you walk different, it doesn't make metal dissipate out of your body. It's the metal detector. It doesn't. You can fucking moonwalk through that bitch. And it'll go off if you have a Glock in your pocket.
Yeah. Sick of it.
No sense.
So I'm like, this is 8 a.m. and I'm just losing my mind. There was another part to it, but it happened a week ago. I was trying to figure out remember what it was. But I remember the next time I was flying, I was coming out of Madison and that airport is tiny. And the guy working there, I mean, if you were throwing water on him, he would have just malfunctioned. You would have had to dip that boy in a bowl of dry rice. He was just like not a real person. And he goes, do you have a t-shirt under that jacket? And I go, yeah. And he goes, well, can you take your jacket off? I said, no. And he goes, okay. And that was it. Because I'm on my fuck TSA shit, you know, FSTA. And then he just went, okay. And I was like, holy fuck, I'm more powerful than the TSA right now.
Yeah, you could just do that. Well, you're more powerful than people than Matt. I mean, I hear you. The power of no is hilarious. Walk through again. No. What do you think she would have done? She would have called the real police. Like, you would have been fucked. I don't think she's having a good day.
Correct. But like, I'm just wondering, like, if she's already at a 10, her coworkers already know, like, that's just Deborah. They'd be like, yeah, she's overreacting. Or they'd be like, listen, it's for safety. If we tell you to walk back, walk back. But that's just like, have you flown JetSuite yet?
No, I haven't.
Dude.
You told me about it. I need to do it.
It's like taking your first Uber after you've only been taking taxis your entire life. And I'm not trying to do a brand deal for them unless you want to sponsor me. But essentially, it's like a mini airport terminal that you drive up to and you walk through and you're on your flight in 5 minutes. They swab your backpack and shit to make sure there's no nuclear explosives. And then you're just on. And the boarding takes like 5 minutes. And the fact that there's that in the world. And then when I fly just LAX and O'Hare and these other mainstream airports, I'm like, dude, where's the middle ground? Why are we either like, you're a piece of shit. Your cum had more than 3.5 ounces in it. Like, why? That's why Jack was stuck in Philly so long. His fucking nuts were filled up.
I don't know. I don't know. But I will say, first of all, for sure, Glock. But I will say that we just fly so much more than the average person. So the odds of us running into weird TSA things, the odds are against us. It's like we literally fly every fucking weekend.
Yes.
Goddamn.
Trevor Wallace Comedy, Kansas City. I'm Travis Kelce, and I'm hanging out with Taylor Swift October 13th and 14th in Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas City, Missouri, four shows at, I think it's just called the Comedy Club. And then I'm going to be in Australia October 25th through October 30th, Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, Perth, Trevor Wallace Comedy. .com. I will see you there down under TrevorWallaceComedy.com.
Goddamn.
I remember what the other part was. And this isn't even that entertaining, but it's just like, how come when people get on a flight, their reading level just dissipates? They're like, my seat is 4B. And then they go, okay, 4B. I'm going to sit in 4A. Like, it's like their brain just stops. I get on a flight, really small flight, really small. It's a connecting from Chicago to Madison. Well, who gives a fuck? Grand Rapids? Is that even a place? And there's a lady, and this is another Michael moment. And I'm sorry, we'll get to sex talk in a little bit. I'm trying to come. But
dude, I'm fuck. All right, I need a fuck. I haven't fucked in over a week. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
It's a tiny flight. And this is the connecting one to Grand Rapids. I get on and I am sprinting. I'm barely made it, right?
Yeah.
And somebody's in 4B. And I go, I think I'm 4B. And she goes, well, I'm 4B, so that can't be. And I go, listen, bitch. And it's like, what am I
You're
gonna...
You're in 4C. You know what C stands for? Beep it.
I'm going to Australia. I can say it. But now in my head, I'm like, okay, you think I'm lying? Out of all the seats I could take on the plane, you think I'm like, bingo, bitch. 4B and the B stands for bitch, you was bingo. I go up to her and I go, and I show her the boarding pass on my phone. I'm like, oh, well, here's like my boarding pass. I don't want you to think I'm like a liar. And then she goes, okay. And then she prints out. This is how I know she doesn't travel a lot. She printed out her boarding pass and she starts digging through her bag for it. Like legit felt like a minute. And then she pulls it up and she goes, oh, I'm 4A. And then just no, I'm sorry. No, nothing. And then just scoots over.
The no, I'm sorry would have killed me. Just say just, you're sorry.
But now we're sitting on a flight together. Like that didn't just happen. Like you didn't just fucking yell at me for no reason. Like I don't have feelings. Well, I'm 4B, so that can't be. Oh, cool. You know what you should also be? 4 bidden to fly. Shut the fuck up.
Dude. 4B, so that can't be. That sounds like an art teacher. 4B, so that can't be. Move over, I'll hit you with my G. Glock. Sit down.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fuck. Dude, I went through DSA last week and I generally wear a hat when I fly just because I wake up fucking, I just put my hat on, right? So normally I take it off and walk through. I don't know why I feel like they don't, whatever.
Yeah.
But this time I did what I was doing. I took it off, right? And then I walk through and the guy grabs my hat, looks me in the eye, and then goes, hey man, next time you don't have to take off your hat because if your hat's on, I can't do this. And then he searches the rim of it and then he hands it back to me. And I'm like, this is the first time in my life that TSA literally gave me like a pointer that's going to help my life out in the future.
Dude.
I was like, this guy just got this job.
Yeah, that reminds me of, I started going to a new dentist and he has a neck tat. So things are looking up in the Trevor Wallace world. But he was literally telling me, because I went in there because I had a tooth in the back hurt. And he's like, hey, just a heads up, man. Don't tell me your teeth hurt or else we'll find a way to spin it to like, quote, fix it.
Yep.
And then we'll charge you. So let me do the checking first because I know it better than anybody. Let me do the checking first and then I'll tell you if something's fucked up. And if you do the checking, if I do the checking and it's all good and then after you're like, oh, it's still there, then it won't be a full assessment. He told me that. And then he was also, I asked him about bleaching my teeth and he's like, oh, honestly, man, I would just go to like CVS and get the whitening strips. They're cheaper and you can do it at home. I was like, you hate this job.
Well, you know what's so funny is when someone's being honest to you, you go, hey, you're not doing your job right. It feels fucking weird.
I appreciate it. I was like, thank you, strange neck tat man. I love you.
Dude, I was at my dentist. And this is such a me thing. I was at the dentist.
Oh, I
and
love
they
this.
And they told me I had 2 cavities. And I said, no, I don't.
Because you're in great physical health.
I said,
dude, Trav, that is still...
I forgot to tell you. I said, no, I don't. And then I just paid for what I did and left. My teeth don't hurt.
You literally gaslighted your dentist.
Yep. I don't have a cavity unless
my
teeth hurt.
But imagine going to, what's it called? Dentistry school? We'll run with it.
Whatever, that
Optometrist,
works.
Optometrist, what's that?
That's eyes.
How do I find a toptometrist? Come on, man.
Oh, God. That's called Amsterdam. Go ahead.
Dude, I was talking to... I did Hannah Burner's podcast today, and she's like...
Oh, so good.
I love her. It was great.
She's
Paige,
the best,
so
dude.
Hot. DM me.
Paige, but, average.
Dude, what?
No, I told her to DM me 100 times when I was on that podcast. She never did, so it's over. Damn. I'm joking, Paige. I love you.
But she's like, that Amsterdam stuff isn't real, is it? I was like, come on now.
Yeah, you're like, ma'am, look at my pee hole. It's real.
If you ask Michael that after the first red door, he would tell you it's not real.
Oh, fuck. Dude, I hope she fell down so many stairs, dude.
So you told your dentist, I don't have cavities?
No, they told me I had 2 and I was in the chair. And in my head, I was like, my teeth don't hurt. No, I don't. I didn't say it. But then when I went to the front, and they were like, oh, we need to do an appointment for your 2 cavities. I go, I don't.
No, I
don't have them.
No, I know.
Because in my head, man, I don't have cavities unless my teeth hurt. Why the fuck do I need to fill some shit? But I feel like the way that your dentist was talking is how all places work.
But that's
like everyone's trying to fuck me in the ass.
Of course, but that's also like saying like I don't need new tires unless they're popped.
Yeah. Don't you feel like that?
Yeah, but like they might know better, like if the tires are balding or something. I don't know. It's just so funny that anytime a professional who went to school for this is like, you have a cavity, you're not in mental physical health, whatever the fuck they said, you're like, no.
Well, I if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If my teeth don't hurt, leave them alone. When they do, I'll see ya. Every time I go to the dentist, I go because my teeth hurt. And I go and say, hey, man, what's wrong? They go, hey, too much cum. I go, all right, cool. And then I fix it.
Yeah, they really got to start lying and say there's more nutritional value in cum. I think that would really help society.
They do say that, dude. There's a lot of vitamin C in it. Whoa. And zinc.
And you know what else is in there? Vitamin U what? And M.
God damn.
Speaking of, dude. You said you had a good story about a sexual reference, possibly.
Oh, my God. All right.
Paint so the this picture.
Happened, this I'm painting it. So this happened about maybe 3 weeks ago, right? I'm talking to this new lady, and she's very nice. Everything's going phenomenal. We had this is our second date, and we had a nice long date, and we hadn't done anything sexual yet. Nice long date, really hitting it off, you know.
Hey.
Have a few drinks, and at the time I'm still in this Airbnb, so I have a 2-bedroom Airbnb. My videographer is staying with me. But he is that night he has a hotel, right?
Oh.
So he has his stuff still at the place, right? So it's about 12:30. He's not there when we get back from the date. So in my head, I'm like, oh, he's already gone. He's already back at the hotel. He already bounced. So me and this lady, and mind you, she's great. It's not like, it's not a very transactional thing. I like, you know, there's a chance that I like this girl, right? So I'm like, all right, let's, you know, it's my first time. I'm trying to pop that, give her the A game.
Say it.
Pussy.
Is this in LA?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I thought this was on the road. Your apartment's still not done?
Still, dog. I, guys, listen.
They're literally, they're running a trap house out of there.
Let me tell you a secret. Ask me where I slept literally last night.
A lady's house.
No. I literally just went to my place and slept in my place because I missed it so much. I should have took a video of what my place looks like right now. It's so funny. There's wood. There's a massive hole. Like, it looks like a fucking crack house.
Yeah, Breaking Bad. Breaking Sad. Because you just wanted to sleep in your own bed?
Yes, I just wanted to sleep in my own bed with my own pillow. And honestly, even with all the shambles, I slept so fucking good. I woke up, I went right out, I made coffee with my own fucking espresso maker. I went outside of my outside space in the sun. I fucking meditated. I like felt like I was home for the first time in like a month and a half. Felt so fucking good.
Yeah, dude, I don't know how you've been doing that. I mean, just like nothing, like this hotel, I'm gonna sleep here and I'm gonna wake up tomorrow and I'm gonna go, that was an average sleep. I don't have any connection. Yeah. It's like a one night stand. You're waking up the next morning. You're like, what is this? What happened? I guess it worked.
What is this, dude? My dad doesn't even love me. It's like a whole thing. So, Airbnb, 2-3 weeks ago, whatever the fuck the timeline is. I thought, get back from the date at like 12:30. Great date. Good chemistry. She's looking hot. I feel like I'm looking hot. It's about to pop off.
Is this
Yes. Oh, God, what? I don't know.
Oh, no, I was just going to say a lady you showed me?
Yes.
Hey.
So this is like, you know, this is an important moment for me. It's time for the fucking, shall I say, smackdown, right?
Oh.
So.
Hold up.
Because we haven't done the old yet, okay? So we go back into the room. And again, for the 12th time, I thought my videographer was back at the hotel. I didn't see any of his shit. So we start making out, right? I literally put the condom on. I put it in, I'm not shitting you, 2 pumps.
Oh, count it.
And then I look at, and my phone starts going off. Look at my phone, it's my videographer. Decline. Bitch, wait, I don't care where you are, wait. Wherever you are. Oh no, the fucking ISIS has me. Wait, don't care. Another 2 pumps, I shit you not. Calls me again. Bitch! He knows I was on a date. He knows. It was such against fucking the natural guy code. I was fucking furious. I've never been so mad in my life, dude. I literally grab the phone. I slam it back down.
What the?
Dog, I was furious. I'm naked. I fucking, I take the first of all, I take the condom off. I have no idea.
Okay, was this all just a ploy to Raw Dog?
So funny. No, so I don't, dude. I don't know. When I'm mad, I do crazy shit, right? So I literally take the condom off for no fucking reason, and then I just take the covers and I put them around me, and I fucking am walking like I'm about to like fight a bear.
Like you're going to a toga party?
Well, it was just like around me. Like a, yeah, I guess like a toga, right?
But you're
right. I'm just saying, it very. So hard, bro. I don't know, but y'all. Anyways, so I'm so fucking mad. I fucking open the door and open so hard it fucking slams, like hits the wall and comes back. He has to stop it with his hand. And I fucking just like walk the fuck back. And I go back in. She's like, you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. And I settle down a bit. We get right back into it, right?
You're still hard or you had to work back in?
Work back in. I mean, I'm not sexual anymore. If it was legal to murder people, he would have been dead. And I would have called his family and explained it to him, and they would have been like, oh, I get it. Fucking wait. Wait.
Goddamn.
But why didn't you text him and be like, give me 10?
I need more than that. Bitch.
Yeah, but like, I think you get the gist.
I know. Dude, I don't know, man. When I'm in that sex mode, I don't know what's happening. I'm not thinking clearly, obviously, right? You're totally right. I could have just texted him like, hey, man, can you take a walk around the block? Just give me like 20 minutes.
Take a walk. I'm taking out my cock.
Say it again. So I get back in there, right? And I'm so not hard. And we get back into it pretty quick. And then put another condom on. And I start going at it. And I'm so emotionally distraught towards this gentleman that I can't get his fucking stupid face out of my brain. So I am trying to have a good performance with this new lady who I might like long term. I'm trying. I can't get his stupid, beady, shark fucking eyes out of my head. He was haunting me even when he wasn't there. I was so mad. And then I'm like, he's just his fucking stupid face, and I couldn't get it out. So for like 5-10 minutes, I'm trying to like perform and act like I'm
fuck
not
you
thinking
mean perform,
about
doing a type five. Wait, so you were just like hitting it, and then you just would see his face?
Yes. Yeah, but it wasn't flashing, dog. It was the whole like I couldn't. It was like seared into my fucking neurons.
And so how hard are you when you're thinking of your videographer?
Like, I mean, never been so hard in my life, dude. I was trying to battle it. And I was trying to like stay in it, but I couldn't stay in it. And then eventually like he like got out of my brain. But I'm talking about it was there. He was like in and out of my brain for like 15 minutes. Like it was like I was eating her coochie in his dumbass fucking brain. Or his dumbass face.
You feel like any shavings that she has, it feels like his beard. You're fucking did you press record? Dude, that's crazy. So
I was oh god.
So huh.
And I'm gonna be honest, man, like I usually kind of, you know, I
here
usually feel as though, here we go. I usually feel as though in that realm, like, you know, in terms of performance level, like I wouldn't say I'm like Kobe Bryant, but I would start for the Lakers. I would say I'm pretty good. It was average. It was so average because I was fucking a dude in my brain for the first 15 goddamn minutes.
Did she know that you were mad? Like, could she tell?
Yeah,
like,
that's
that
also
were, like,
a
fuming?
Weird, that'd be a turnoff.
When I got up, she knew. I mean, dude, I was...
What did she think you were doing? You're like, my other hoe's calling.
Funny. I think... You know what's funny? She didn't... Well, no. Right when I got back in, she was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, my fucking videographer needed to get in. Whatever. But dude, I was like... A combination of like... I don't know. I felt like... And I'm just making too big of a deal of it. But like, in my brain, it was like this... fucking egotistical male thing. It's like the first time we're doing it, like needs to be the best and da, 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 da. And then it was like fine and And then I was just like,
listen,
and
you'll get married to her. You'll get married to her, and that's the last lady you'll ever sleep with. So it does. You'll have plenty more times. You love her. No, I
dude, it felt like because I haven't had a roommate in fucking ever.
Yeah,
and it would just brought back all this like college memories of people getting locked out or someone drunk, lost their keys or some shit, and you're trying to deal with all that. And I'm like, I'm a fully grown man that pays taxes. I have a 401k. Fucking wait.
Wait. Where was he?
He was outside of the door.
No, but
just
like,
trying to get in.
Wait, why weren't you
so
guys?
So he can get his shit and go to the hotel. But, like, he didn't have his bags. Oh, where was he? He was at the Comedy Store watching shows. So he was just kicking it there. And then he came back, you know, like whatever it was, 10 minutes after we got back.
Gotcha.
I just thought he was gone. I don't know, man. Am I being too crazy? I just like...
Yeah, I mean...
Obviously, him and I are fine now, but I just like, in my head, if I knew that my friend was on a date, I would have just like, I would have called, and then if he didn't pick up, I would have at least been like, all right, let me... In the off chance that he's doing some fornication, let me just go take a walk. I'll go to the bar, get a drink. Wait a second.
I don't think it's anyone's fault. I think it's just a lack of communication. He wasn't like, hey, I'm coming back. And you weren't like, yo, I'm coming back with a lady.
Yeah.
Is your shit gone?
Correct. And I will say what I didn't mention is I'll definitely take some accountability here because he obviously doesn't have a key to the place. So we were just leaving the door open. And again, I'm not used to having roommates. So I locked the door when I got back. So I should have left the door open, but also
that would have been just as weird. She's like, "Is somebody in here?" You're like, yeah. It's my videographer. She's like, "For what?"
Pornhub, ho. Yeah, dude. It was funny. It's funny now, but in the moment, I was like, "Bro," because he told me the next day, he's like, "I've never seen you," and I was like, "Dude, if I wasn't rock hard, I would have fired him." For no reason. He's a very nice guy. He's great at his fucking job. But I was just like,
if I wasn't hard, I would have fired him. That sounds like an HR violation on every level. If I wasn't hard. You know, lesson learned.
Yeah. I do it 100%. 100%. And it's like.
And you still came.
Yeah. But I mean, it was like, it was one of those things where like no one came off sex. I had to go down on her. She had to go down on me. It was like one of those things where like both of us were like struggling to come. It was, you know what I mean? It was like at Midas when people were like, all right, I'll get, okay. All right. It's like, you know, it felt like work. I don't think anyone was having a great time towards the end.
That's honestly how I feel. Round two.
Round two.
I always like, I get in my head. I go, oh, it's so weird. Cause I'll be like, I'll get bricked. But that, you know, the shotgun's cocked and loaded, but ain't no bullets in there. And I'm just hoping that I can load up in time. But sometimes I'll be like, oh, I think I feel it. And then she'll say something like, I want you to come for me. And I'm like, now there's a shot clock. Cock.
Yeah.
Cock clock.
Shot cock.
Yep. Podcast. But yeah, I mean, it's like the second I get in my head, it's like all downhill. It's literally why I've ever even come fast. It's like, I was like nervous. I was like, oh. This girl's too hot. I've never said that. But I'll be like, oh, you know, just I'm nervous. You know, it's like if there's not that chemistry there, I'll come quick.
Yeah. You know, what's so funny is like I've come quick so many times, but it's never been because in my head, it's been literally because like my cock's like, we're coming. This feels awesome. Here we go.
Yeah.
And it's always because of that pre-rub, that pre over the fucking jeans. Like grind crushes me. If we start grinding, it's over. I got three pumps and that's we're pushing.
Oh,
it.
Dude, I forgot to tell you. I had a dream where I saw your cock. I don't know. It just popped up. I don't know if it was in person or a photo. And I was curious because you always talk about girth. And I was like, oh, there it is. Roku remote. Like I was like, oh, yeah, it's.
So in what were we at the skate park? Where are we?
The back of a cop car. I don't know. It just like popped in my brain. I think it was like you're like showing me a photo on your phone of something, and you swiped one over. Also, what was weird about it? It was an above shot, like looking up.
Like we were in bed, like we just finished fucking?
No. Like somebody took like a photo from underneath it.
Oh, my cock. Underneath my cock.
Yes.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's a good angle. I think that's the probably where you get the biggest looking dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. You get a 0.5 in the right shadow? Come on now.
Fuck. Dude, you hold your cock and you go all the way down like so you can feel your fucking gallbladder.
Your pelvis.
So it looks like there's so much. There's not. You just pull your cock. Fuck. Do you know what I mean? You guys know ever taking dick pics where you just like you just pull it out to look bigger? No? All right.
Yeah, no, of course.
Okay. Yeah. I thought I was the only one.
God damn.
Well, so wait, how was the next day with your videographer? Was it awkward or were you like, hey man, sorry, I was on one?
Well he was at the hotel at the time and I don't really remember. Yeah, actually, I don't think we talked, which is kind of fucked on my end. But when we saw each other again, he was like, dude, I'm sorry. I was like, it's all good. Like, it's fine. It's not like, you weren't doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, I told him exactly what I just said to you. I was like, bro, if I wasn't bricked up, I think I would have fired you. And then I would have been like, I'm sorry, I'm crazy. Like, no.
Yeah, why'd you get fired? My boss was hard.
Well, that's what saved him.
Wow.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, saved him. Who cares?
So yeah, I'm recording this in New York. Michael is in the studio. Our travel's just been hectic. We might have to do a few of these.
Oh my God, it's been crazy.
But yeah, you just filmed your special. I'm so sorry I couldn't be there. I felt like shit that I wasn't there. Saw photos. It looks incredible. The people I talked to said you crushed. Walk me through it. How'd it go? You did shows Friday that weren't taped, and then you did two shows Saturday, and then you did a show Sunday?
Yeah, so what I did was I did one Thursday, two Friday, two Saturday. The early Friday was taped.
Oh, but, nice.
Because what I'm doing is I'm putting two pieces of content. So I'm doing a crowd work special that we filmed, and then I'm also doing the actual special. Because I was like, if we're all going to be here, let me just get two pieces of content. So the early Friday was a crowd work special. I did crowd work for maybe like 35 minutes and then did bits. And
how'd that go? Because crowd work really, it's hard to like plan a crowd work show.
Yeah.
Because some crowds give you fire and some are just like,
correct.
My dad's a fire truck. Actually, that's fire.
That was been great. it went really well. Of the 35 minutes, you know, there might be like 15, which I'm very happy with. There might be like 15, 20 maybe like usable stuff. But like I think like a 15, 20 minute quote unquote crowd work special thing is enough. I also did like 5 to 6 minutes on each show Saturday too. So we can kind of crush it all together. So it might be a little more than what I think
Yeah, I also think that you can post Friday or whatever doesn't make it on a Saturday. It's like the stuff that didn't make the special, you know?
Right.
It's just all it's all promo to the same area. Did you wear the same 100%. Clothes or no?
Yeah, same clothes. And the set was done. The set was done and locked on Friday. So we got the same set, same lighting, same everything. So we can all cut it together from all three shows. That was sort of like the point to just have like, I didn't want to do a ton of crowd work on Friday. I'm sorry, on the Saturday shows, because I wanted to leave myself enough time to record as many like actual bits as possible. So yeah. So that's why I wanted to do the Friday, just so I can do the most crowd work on Friday so I can get both pieces of content. But yeah, dude, Friday early went fucking phenomenal. The only weird thing is they lit it for crowd work. So you know that I like a bright room. But it was bright.
Did you not do like a sound check and see how bright it was going to be?
No, I did, but you just don't know until everyone's in the room.
Yeah.
And
that's also weird,
like,
because people aren't as vulnerable when, like, if it's bright as fuck, correct. They're not going to be like, my cousin touched me.
Yep. It was really good, the people I talked to, but I think that the people like, you know, in row 7, 8, 9 or whatever the fuck and back, I think they felt a little self-conscious. It was still great. The show went awesome. I'm still very happy about it. But like there was a slight people being like a little hesitant to get on board with certain stuff because you feel like exposed if you're so bright.
Of course. Yeah.
And especially in that room, because the Thursday show was insanely incredible. I mean, Denver Comedy Works is where I shot. It's,
I told
like,
you to film them all.
Yeah, dude, it's probably one of the best clubs in the country. And so Thursday show was fucking crazy, like standing O, like crazy.
I told you should have filmed all the shows, man.
It's all good, dude. But I'll finish. But yeah, so did that one. So what I'm saying is the difference between like the way that that Thursday show felt versus like the Friday where everything's bright, you could tell the difference. But like it was still a really good show, but comparatively, the levels of laughter were different. So still very happy with the Friday show. Then Friday late was bananas, and then the two Saturday. So a lot of funny stuff, a lot of funny shit here. So got on stage, like was there like all day, like, I mean, you did it, right? So you're all there all day fucking prepping and saying yes and no to certain things, whatever the fuck, right? So I was there since like, I mean, I think like I got there at like 12 and didn't leave till like fucking, you know, 1 a.m. so I got on stage on Friday and, I'm sorry, on Saturday, feeling good, everything's fucking popping, the crowd's insanely great, whatever, whatever, right? So first 20 minutes, just fucking murdering, feeling so good. Then I get into that bit I have about the girlfriend NFL stuff, Trev, and some dude yells out, probably from the Broncos, and he's like second row. And I turn to him, I go, what'd you say, you fentanyl fuck? What's going, like, it was funny, but it was like a hair too much because in my head, I'm like, God, it's going so good. What are you doing, man?
Yeah, dude, I had that on my show too, on the second show, yeah.
Yeah, and he was so nice, man. And if you're listening, bro, like, he was so nice, and he was doing it out of, like, just excitement. Because I just don't think a lot of people know, like, how tapings are, right? It's like, it's a thing.
Well, you forget. So, like, you see the cameras when you walk in, then you sit down, and you're like, it's just a comedy show, you know?
Right, exactly.
Because they're all behind you. It's not like they're looking at the cameras.
Correct. Oh, yeah, that's a good point, too. I didn't think about that. But anyway, so it was a little disruption. And then you know, you're filming, right? So then I got to talk to production. I got to be like, hey, was I right about here when I started the joke? And like, I'm like, it's so hard to like remember.
It just fucks the momentum. Yeah, you're starting a joke they're used to doing 35 minutes in at zero now. And you're like,
correct.
Tag? Yeah.
100%.
I literally had that on mine. I don't know if you saw, I think it was the second show, but it was a joke about stuttering. And then I had a stutter. I couldn't remember how to set it back up.
Yeah.
And then the world starts caving and you get all sweaty and you're a little hard and you fire your videographer.
Yeah. Yeah. So it took me a second and then I'm like, and then I'm just mad at him. So it took me a second to get back. And then I look back at him. I go, bro, if this wasn't a taping, I would yell at you for 15 minutes right now. But I need to get like, I was like, he like really threw me off and then whatever. So I get back into it and then momentum starts building. Then it starts going really well again. And then. I'm in the middle of a bitch, Rev, and then behind me there's a million lights, right? And they're all not LED, whatever the fuck. They're all different colors, right? Every light can be a different color is what I'm saying. So all of a sudden, like three lights just go from white to red.
Patreon.
Hey. And then I stop and I look. And it's like, it's not a little apparent. Like, it's half the set's red, right? So then I stop and I look at production. I go, all right, guys, I can't keep going, right? No one talks to me. I'm like, hey.
Somebody.
Someone talk to me.
Yeah, it's funny because they're like, is this a bit? Is this crowd work? Is it like, we don't know. Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then, dude, and they are, the people who do my special are fucking unbelievable. Like, I love them. They will do every special I've ever done. I love them. So whatever. So finally someone comes out. And they're like, okay, we're fixing. I was like, okay. So then four people get on stage from production, fixing the light. And now I'm just on stage. So then, I mean, you know us, man. Like, I'm fine on my feet, like just kind of thinking fast or whatever. And so then I just start fucking around with the crowd. And then it's really fun. Like, you know, haymaker, whatever. Like, we're doing essentially crowd work. And it makes it extra funny because they all know that people are fixing lights behind me. So it makes it, the whole thing is like extra funny.
Yeah, I mean, that's just even funny to cut too. Be like, you know, crowd, light went out in my special, had to fill time, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Oh, dude, there's so much, there was that piece. Anyway, but I'm getting to the other thing. So that happened and then they finally fixed it. And then it's sort of the same thing where I'm like, all right, I don't even know the hell why I was, but everyone in the crowd was so nice. They were like, you're at this part. I was like, ah, fuck. Like, they were like, awesome, right? So I get back in the shit, went fucking, then the rest of it went so great. Like, just so, couldn't be more happy about the set. Few things that, like, whatever, but I was like, all right, we have a taping in an hour. So we have another one. We'll get to stuff that I feel like I fucked up on white. So then I'm doing like, generally, all my shows I do, I kind of just do like a little tiny speech with gratitude, right? So then I I start kind of going off script with the gratitude thing, and I'm maybe like 10 seconds, 15 seconds in. I'm going a little more detailed than I normally do. So I was like, oh, let me just do it on the special so I can, you know, really tell people how much this means to me. So I'm going in. I'm like, yeah, like literally, guys, like 4 years ago, I was like walking dogs and I was like driving Lyft and I had like $0 to my name and blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden production drops this fucking, like the biggest metal, I don't know what it was, but the biggest metal sound that you could ever hear, right? It just goes, plonk, right? And yeah. Then I turn to the sound. I go, hey, why don't you bring a fucking marching band out next time? And then I just start riffing on that for like a minute. It's like crushing. And it's just such a funny thing to go from like I feel like I'm like getting chills and I'm like, feel like I'm about to cry. And I just like start yelling. But it ended so funny that it's that, to your point, Trev, it's like, that's another thing I can maybe use. I might even, want to like start, whatever the fuck, but like another like piece of funny like content to use. Because it got to a very like funny place.
Yeah, all the bloopers from the special, etc.
Yeah, correct.
I mean,
correct.
Ultimately, I'm sure if you talk to anybody who shot a special, they will be like, yeah, the day of, like in so much of this, I'm sure you can fix in the edit, but you'll be like, dude, the day of is like, this guy was missing. The camera op was drunk. The crowd guy threw a beer bottle. Like, there's probably so many problems that they experience. But I mean, that's why you shoot it with 9 cameras. You can edit around it. And even if you keep that in, you know, it's all for it. Some of the stuff I kept in my edit, it's like in my closing bit on the third show. I don't know if you were there at that one. A guy's walking up next to the stage and it's like the last shot. He's walking up. I go, sit down. And then it's just like, it's such a quick that got a hit. And I was like, do I keep this in? So like, ultimately, if they're watching to the very end, they're already a fan. And the log off, if it's funny, you know, you can keep it in. It's just whatever's unique to you. And if Michael Blaustein, I don't know why I'm fucking like TED Talk lecturing, but if Michael Blaustein is the type of guy who would yell at the sound guy, which you are, keep it in. You know, it just feels like you. There's no need. You know, you want it to be as perfect as possible, but you also want to show like, this is me. This is me in front of the camera. This is me off the camera. This is both sides. The dualities of a man.
It's also cool because it shows that it's a live show.
Yeah, it's not so
a live show is not so clean. Yeah. And then I was like super happy about that taping. And so it's kind of funny. Like I was in a green room with my opener, Neil Ghosh, very funny guy. And so I was kind of going over. And by the way, like you guys knew this, but like to people listening and watching, like my voice was almost gone on Wednesday. Like before I even got to Colorado, I had to go to the ENT, ears, nose, throat doctor. They gave me steroids. They gave me all this shit because they were like, they like took pictures of my vocal cords or vocal flaps, whatever. Hey, vocal flaps. Sucking. Oh yeah, it looks like a pussy. I should have took a picture. It's hilarious. It's so funny.
Send it to me.
But a regular vocal flaps are supposed to just lie like this, like flat. But mine were literally looked like fucking puzzle pieces.
Oh,
so it was
slut.
They were, ayo. So they were fucked up. Like before I even got there, and I had to do 5 fucking shows. So my voice is already fucking gone. So after the first Saturday show, I was so tired because it's like, you know, a lot of pressure, whatever the fuck. Like you get extra tired after that. But also my voice is almost gone. So I'm back there after the Saturday show with Neil in the green room, and I'm going over bits that we think we quote unquote got. So then I'm like, in my head, I'm like, cool. Then if we have it, then I don't have to do another hour and 20 minutes. Maybe I can condense this down to 40.
This is Sunday or Saturday late night?
The Saturday late, the second taping. So then I'm like, all right, well, I can condense it. Maybe I don't have to do an hour and 20. Maybe I can do 40, whatever. So production comes back and I pitch them this idea and they sit. And they've been so like accommodated and like just super nice to me. And then with the funniest thing, he goes, nah, we're going to do it again.
Well, yeah, because the funny part is, and I have the same logic, was a lot of times your camera might not be set or might be out of focus on that. It's like, there was so many where I was like, oh no, this was way better on show two. And they're like, yeah, but the camera was adjusting or like it went soft on focus. And so they want that second one because it's riding on it. Like, oh, fuck, that joke, audio-wise, great. But for the shots, could be better.
Yeah, it's you know what I'm saying? I didn't even think about, like, for camera or for sound. But the point I'm getting to is the second show, guys, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, like, it's always what happens. The first one, it's like a test of time, and the second one is just
holy
fucking,
fuck. I was fucking super loose. The crowd was perfect, dog. Like, not too uproarious. Like, just and they were just like perfect. And I felt like, Trev, you'll understand when I say this, but it's like when you get low in terms of volume, you feel like no one's gonna yell because they're so on board and they're just like a kind of a good audience. And that's what I felt like. They were fucking awesome. And I could kind of sit in the pocket for a second and not feel as though someone's gonna be like, fucking feet, say feet. Like I felt like they were just really like good. So the second show, dude, I think I did like an hour and 27. Like it was just like, it was fucking unbelievable. Like best. It felt so fucking good. I was super, super loose.
Yeah, it's great.
But the funny thing at the end, we had to do a few pickups. And exactly what we were saying before, they're like, can you do this joke? And I'm sitting there, I'm like, yeah, I got it. And I'm sitting there for like 10 seconds, like literally 10 seconds. And I'm like, and I look at Neil and I'm like, how does this go? I don't know how this joke goes. Because out of context with no momentum starting from like,
exactly.
It's so hard.
Exactly.
I'm like, I don't remember. And then so we like, whatever. We get it and it's fine. But dude, when we finished the pickups, everything was great. I got back in the green room. Dog, I've never felt a feeling of relief as much as that moment.
Yeah.
It was like, holy fuck, dude, we got it. Yeah, dude, we got it. I feel so good about it. The set looked good. Like, I like what I was wearing. The bits felt good. The audience was awesome. And now it's done.
Yeah.
It's fucking done. And it's like,
I mean, it's this weird relief because you're so go, 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 go. And then when it's done, you're like, but I'm used to go, go, go.
Yeah.
And then it feels a little weird. You take some time off. Well, you're not. You're going to fucking Kalamazoo on Tuesday or some shit. I don't know where you're going. But then you have like 2 weeks of grace period. And then you're like, all right, to the editing room. And then you're like, wait, I thought I crushed. What the fuck is this? You know, it's like, but then it's like they start mixing and adding the audio and bumping everything and leveling it out and adding color. And you're like, oh, there it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a crazy feeling. Did you do anything to celebrate after?
No, dude. Literally nothing, bro. I did actually something super funny. Hey, we got back to the condo. And by the way, my videographer and Neil, who was opening for me, they both got sick 2 days before on Thursday. So they're sick. There's medicine fucking everywhere. My voice is almost gone.
Out.
So
no I'm one's, sick of no, it.
No one's doing anything, right? So I go back into my room. And you've been to the Comedy Works condo, right?
No.
Did you stay there when you? Oh, you didn't? Oh, dude. It's actually a really, really nice, cool place. Anyways, so we get back to the condo. And in the master bedroom, whatever, they have, in the bathroom, they have a tub. But it's like a whirlpool tub? What the fuck are those? You know what I mean? With
Lazy
the
Susan.
No. The tub if that has the jets.
Like a jacuzzi tub?
Thank you, Daddy.
Jacuzzi jet.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a jacuzzi tub. So in my head, I'm like, I haven't taken a bath since I was 10. Fuck it. I just filmed my special. So I filled the bitch with the hottest water possible. I got so high. Bro, I usually take like one toke of the vape pen. I shit you not, I took like six. I was gone. I was fucking gone. I sat in the bath. It was so hot. I think it was too hot. And then I took my phone, sat it on a towel, put Gladiator on, had headphones, watched Gladiator high as fuck. And then about 15 minutes in, your boy got horny.
To Gladiator? Too busy thinking about that Roman Empire.
God, but dude, it's funny is I started getting so fucking hard that my dick came out of the fucking water, and I was like, I switched that Gladiator right to goddamn XNXX fucking boop boop goth feet send, and I couldn't jerk off in the tub because I can't get babe oil in the fucking tub, so I sat on the edge of the fucking tub. I felt like Trevor. Bro. I was holding my phone, jacking my cock at 4:30 in the morning, high as fuck. Nine hours after I filmed my special.
I have a lot of things to say after this. First of all, your dick was essentially an island, if you think about it. It's just land protruding through the water.
Second of all,
that is how I imagine most inmates spend their last night before they get electrocuted on death row. I want to watch
Jacuzzi tub?
What?
Uh-oh.
I want to watch Gladiator jerk off and lay in a tub. That sounds like a guy who's going to get the electric chair tomorrow.
Or the most alpha male thing to ever do ever. Probably yours.
So you went out in the corner of a tub?
Yep.
With rub feet, a tub it. Tub.
God.
Title.
No, my feet weren't even in the water. I was on the corner of the tub and my feet were on the tile. Out of the water.
You were jerking off like you were on your lunch break.
Dude, it was such a good beat too. Holy fuck. I haven't been that high. I mean, I'm not shitting you, in 10 years. I was, because when I get high, I just literally take like one hit and get like 6% high and like, whoa, I'm high, and then go to sleep. I jerk off and I go to sleep. But I was so high, I was on Safari and I couldn't remember a porn site. That's how high I was. I sat there for a good 4 seconds being like, I couldn't remember one.
God,
sir,
damn.
This type in sex, you're good.
That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah. It was great. So that's how I celebrated. And then I woke up and got on a plane.
It's a lot of right back to it.
God damn.
But you got to take some time. And I think your schedule, I mean, most people shoot their special at the end of their tour, but you still have
I'm dumb.
You have like a year of tour dates. So you should treat yourself to like a full day recovery or massage.
Buddy,
or something.
You know what I did yesterday? Everyone here would be so proud of me or not. You know what I did yesterday? I went to a Korean spa.
Nice.
Have you guys ever been to a Korean spa?
Mm-mm.
I've heard
Holy
of it.
Holy fuck. Dude, we all need to go. It was unbelievable. There's a woman's side and a men's side. I went to the woman's side. Fuck no. I went to the men's side, obviously. And in my head, I'm like, just going to be a bunch of fucking guys who like dick, trying to whatever. No. Everyone's there just trying to fucking relax. No one's talking to anyone. First of all, you can't talk, which is great. You can't take your phone in there. You have to lock it up. It's great, right? And then, so there's a steam room, dry heat. Then there's a cold plunge and a hot tub. Holy fuck. And they're all, like the cold plunge is like as big as this fucking room. They're all massive.
Yeah. I actually been on one of these once.
Oh, dude, it's phenomenal. So in the steam room and the sauna, you can leave a towel on, right? But when you go in the cold plunge and the hot tub, have to take towel off.
You going dick out in a cold plunge?
Let me tell you a secret. I'm sitting next to my buddy Neil Ghosh, and we're just doing the sauna in the steam room. We're not taking our cock out.
Why not?
But let me tell you something. You're there for 20, 30, 40 minutes. Everyone's rolling around with cocks out. You're like, it stops being nudity. It just becomes, you're just at the spa. No one's looking at cock. Like, everyone's just at the spa. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right. It's like
so
a
then
new
I hit,
beach.
Correct. I hit Neil. I go, I'm doing this. You're doing this? I go, buddy, I don't give a fuck. Cock out. I've never done a cold plunge before. So I'm like, fuck it. We're here. Spent $50. Let's do this. So I walk up to the cold plunge. Cock out. I never, you know how normal like football locker rooms or whatever in high school or gyms, or stuff, you're in gym class, you have to shower in front of everybody? I've never done that.
Yeah.
So I've never taken my cock out in front of another man, let alone 23 men.
We've figured out a lot about you this episode. You picture your videographer when you fuck.
Uh-huh. You get hard to Gladiator. Let's not forget that.
All I'm saying, I think we, man. You've come along.
Yeah. So, take my cock out, get in the cold plunge. Holy fuck. Has anyone done a cold plunge in this room?
Yeah.
Or Trev? You have?
You feel incredible after.
Dude, how long did you stay? How long did you get in there for?
I don't know, because Chad and I filmed the video using it, and half the time we were in like normal water, but then the last like moment we poured all the ice in for the last shot, because that's when the camera could see it. But I was in there for a long fucking time. But when I got out, dude, I was like, honestly, I think I could like square up with somebody on PCP. Like I felt like the best I felt in a while, which is annoying,
dude,
because usually people who do cold plunge are so annoying. I'm like, ah, fuck, am I gonna be one of... That's how it always starts. You talk shit and then you join.
Yeah, 100%. Dude, I felt unbelievable. I know the effects last, or start, I guess, whatever, after like 2 minutes. So I definitely stayed in there for 2 minutes, but it started really hurting. Like, it was like, it really fucking, like, my whole body was hurting.
Yeah, it's not pleasant.
It was so fucking cold.
Well, also, to go 2 minutes on your first time is like, you're usually people work their way up. 30 seconds, yeah. A minute.
Bruh, it was like, so, but what's cool is you can go from the cold to hot, and there's like a little walkway. It's like right next to each other. It was, dude, we should all go. All I'm saying is a very elaborate ruse to see everyone's cock.
Perfect. We should get a cold plunge in the office. Possible. Those days where we got to bank up episodes, cold plunge that's office. Not,
dude, that's actually a great idea. Dude. Oh, let me tell you something. My dick has never looked so small. I got out and I was like, guys, what's going on here?
Oh, yeah. Even my Adderall dick is looking at that like, goddamn. That's awesome, man. Well, congrats on the special again. Sorry I couldn't be
there. Thanks, man. Oh, dude, no worries, man. It was so, it was fucking awesome. Man. Everything just really came together. I'm just so happy about it.
Did you get like photos and stills over there too? Are you going to post anything?
I'm going to post everything tomorrow. I have a bunch of stuff that's, I kind of want to save the reveal when we're going to drop. Yeah. So I have a lot of like BTS type stuff that I'm going to post and, just really, really cute picture that my video, I forget, that I'm very happy with, that I got back. The moment I got to the back in the green room, my buddy Neil was there. And so we embraced, because I was like so, just like such a moment of just like, oh God, it's fucking over. This is crazy.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, so that's like you're running a marathon. Like, that was the red tape that you ran through. Yeah,
that's exactly the feeling. Yeah.
And now you're training to run the Capitol. So pretty fun.
January 6th, dude, it's coming up. Should we go to DC on January 6th? We should just go. What happens?
I also think they're glocked up. Just did you come up with a name for the special from your set, or you're still sitting on it?
I'm still sitting on it. Yeah. I still think I'm going to call it what you talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome, man.
Just means the most to me, so.
Yeah, that's all that matters. Yeah. Well, now you're back and you leave for 2 days. Maybe you'll have a time to get a little bit of couture.
Dude, I need it, bro. I need it.
So what's up with the lady? Any traction, or is it like it's too early on to be making judgment calls?
It's too early on. And also, like, I just been so goddamn preoccupied with like the special, and there's like there's like a billion decisions that I need to be made every fucking day. Yeah. And just kind of concentrating on like, I'm like, I'm not going to go on a date right now. Like, I need to like go over the material, and does this go together? Like, just like feeling like it's just a lot of shit to do. So I haven't really seen her in a little bit. But yeah, I think when things, maybe like after Nashville, cause dude, I'm leaving for Nashville in fucking a day. So
to do six shows, your voice six shows. Is literally going to sound like gravel getting thrown out the window.
Oh, let me tell you a secret. Have you ever taken prednisone before?
Yeah.
Bitch.
Fixes everything.
Dude, I didn't take it Friday because I was so scared, because I get affected so easily on some shit. I took it Saturday morning because I was like, dude, I have to make it through these days. I took it Saturday morning. I have never felt so good. Dude, for like 3 hours straight, I was like, if my life just stayed like this, I wouldn't need, this is pure bliss. I was so happy.
Yeah, you should never do cocaine. You have an addictive personality based on that sentence you just said.
Yep. Yeah. I have to throw these prednisone away or it's going to be a problem.
Dude,
I love
them. Taking them to Nashville. What's up, Nashville? I'm prednisoned out. Dude, six shows. And yeah, wow. You need to just fucking gargle some chicken noodle soup and call your mother. That's your throat's going to be burning. Well,
I know. Dude,
let's get into some sock talk. Let's save all the words for this weekend.
Let's do it.
Goddamn. Yeah, guys, we have a sock talk today. This comes from This comes from Lola.
Lola.
Lola says, girls don't want dick pics. They want vocal nut videos.
First of all, are you speaking for the community? Are you speaking on behalf of all shotties? Because I'll do whatever y'all want. But you want me to send a voice memo? Oh, fuck.
Is that what she's saying? Or is she saying a video of us nutting?
A video of you nutting, but being vocal too. They want to hear it. They want to see it. You know, they don't just want a picture of a dick.
You know what's interesting? In the last like 6 months, I've gotten a lot of requests for that. Like way more than normal. And a lot, I'm talking about
what,
like
is this
three,
fucking cameo? Who's requesting this?
Dude, but like when you know when you're like sending news back and forth or whatever, like the next escalation is like that. And I've got like it's happened probably about three times. So this is not, I don't know if she's speaking for all women, but she's speaking for a percentage because it's like a thing. And I guess I can get on board with that. Just fucking, oh, fuck. Oh, Gladiator is my favorite movie.
So you come like you just stubbed your toe.
I do. I come like I'm fighting like a small Boston Terrier.
What a sentence, ladies and gentlemen.
We should put a poll up, find out if this is how common this is. We'll put
I love this idea.
If you're listening on Spotify, it's the poll on the episode, so go vote. Okay, cool. You guys want to do Secret Sock, anonymous submission?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, Secret Sock, anonymous submission says, I think my ex-boyfriend was using my dildo behind my back.
Hell yeah. I like this guy.
For context, my ex and I used to live together. We were having frequent enough sex, so I didn't feel the need to keep my dildo in my nightstand anymore, and I retired it to the spare bedroom closet shelf.
Damn, dude. That's like going to the Hall of Fame.
One day I came home from work only to find it sitting suction cupped to the edge of our bathtub. I was suspicious as the closet was nowhere near our bathroom, so I asked him about it. He immediately got flustered and claimed that it had fallen on the floor, and he took it to the bathroom to clean it, then put it on the edge of the tub, quote, to dry.
I would have been like, no, it's like Toy Story. It got up and it moved.
That's actually really quick thinking on his feet. I was rinsing to dry. I needed to dry my coat on there. He was drying his throat on there.
I tried to ask more questions like how did it fall and why he didn't wash it in the kitchen sink since that was closer, and he just dismissed it as me being weird and paranoid.
Gaslight.
It wouldn't have bothered me if he was using it since I already knew he was into anal. However, it would have been nice to know so I didn't use it on myself again. We've since broken up because he cheated, and to this day,
yeah,
it's
with
still
a man for sure.
Or with another dildo. This guy's a freak. I like this guy.
But she says, to this day, it still keeps me up at night wondering if he was secretly using my dildo. And I just wanted to know if Trevor Michael could think of any other possible reasons why my dildo was misplaced.
Nope. He was putting it in his anus cavity.
Yeah.
No other thing.
Hey, and look, there's no disrespect to being curious. I mean, depending on how long I'll be in a relationship in the future, I'll probably put a thing or two in my ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no hate on this guy, but he definitely did it. Like
he
like
100%. Like well, that logic checks cheated, out. Fuck him.
That logic is like, I remember I got caught with weed in like eighth grade. My parents were like, why do you have weed and eye drops in your bed? I was like, I found it with a lighter and eye drops and a container. Yeah. Like the faster you are to dismiss something, the truer it is. This guy was backing it up like a damn dump truck. Beep, beep, beep. He was looking for it. He was putting it in reverse, and that's fine. Because he put it in reverse and left.
Or he was practicing sucking the old wangs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Probably. Mm. Could be doing pull-ups.
I'm kind of curious how that feels, honestly.
Or maybe it's like a handle in the shower, so if he slips getting out of the tub, he can grab onto it.
That's what I would have said. She would have like, why has it moved? And I would have said, it didn't move. What are you talking about?
Dude, that's...
It's always been here.
Wow.
Gaslight.
What a way to stir up the pot.
With the dildo.
Yeah. You can also just put a suction cup in like in the kitchen, like on the air vent, and just see what happens. Why is
that's
it up
true.
There? I don't know.
My coat.
Saying.
Yeah, what's I up? Think that's what you have to do after this. You're like, I don't know. Like it just you just have to keep
it's got a mind of its
this
own.
And putting it different places. Yeah. It's like, oh, someone's breaking in and putting the dildo everywhere.
That's so cool that she like retired the vibrator. That's gotta feel great as a man being like, hold on. You retiring?
I don't want
that. Seven times MVP, buzz champion of the world.
I don't want that. Too much pressure. Bring it back in. Use it on Tuesdays and Fridays. I don't want to be the only fucking cock you have. Jesus Christ. Cheat on me.
I'm trying to watch Gladiators and jerk off in a hot tub.
Yeah.
Hot
but you know
tub
what I mean, dude?
Title.
Do you think on the I think it's a Toy Story thing, dude. I think if you turn the dildo over, it says Andy. That's so funny. Fuck everyone here.
Yeah. Wow.
Jared, have you ever seen Toy Story?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, okay good.
Yeah. Anything so that's glad. Like rated like P or PG, yeah. Yeah. You know your boy saw it.
Are there things rated P?
No. Rated G.
Rated P for porn. What is the difference between P and PG? What are they
there
doing?
There is no P.
No, G.
That's what we're laughing at.
G and PG.
Oh. What? I don't, dude, G, I don't know, man. G's like a Christian film, maybe? I don't know.
But like, what, PG, what? It shows like a side boob for half a second on an animated
thing. Not suitable for children.
Maybe like a fart joke, maybe. Like something like that. You know what I mean?
How, maybe like an innuendo?
Yeah, because I think Shrek is rated PG and that's got some innuendo in it, you know?
I think it's innuendos, yeah.
Isn't that crazy that there was like, there was PG movies that are like, this is a little too raunchy. We might have to make it, G. And they're like, no.
Oh yeah, there's a, dude, people, they, movie companies will fight like the rating people like a motherfucker. It's like the difference between like PG-13 and R, just in terms of like revenue, it's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, that does make, sense actually. I didn't think about that.
And then G to PG, that's like, there's probably a lot of parents who won't take their kid to like a Pixar movie if it's not G.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
Well, guys, we learned a lot.
We did. This was a great episode.
Yeah. The hotel pods. Yeah. Always a hit.
Well,
and then on Patreon, I got to talk about my Mets experience because I threw the first pitch of the Mets game and it went, it went as well as that sentence just went. But it was fine. But I have the video and I just want Michael to see it. So Gabe, don't show him, but I would just like you to see it. It's not bad. It's not great. We'll see.
I can't
really
wait.
Quick, did you meet Mr. Met?
No, he was somewhere fucking doing whippets in a Capri Sun. I don't know. Dude, their mascot literally just looks like a guy with a styrofoam head on.
You know what's so funny, dude, is some of the highest paid mascots make more than WNBA players.
For real?
It's so, it's fucked, but it's actually very funny to say that out loud. A guy like the Philly Fanatic makes more than like Sheriff Swoops.
Yeah. The Mets stadium is hilarious. It's in a junkyard, and they sell mufflers out front. I mean, it is. They made Philly fans look good. No, I'm kidding. Mets, I love you.
So funny.
I'll talk about it on Patreon this Friday. But
frick yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a podcast episode.
We did it.
That's a podcast.
Guys, Friend of the Romano, we have a Patreon. Drops every Friday at free $5. Guys, I mean, that's literally less than a cup of coffee. So go get that. Get an extra episode every Friday ad-free. New bonus content every freaking Friday. And we have Stiff Socks Plus. That's on Apple consumers only. That's the same exact bonus episode, but it's audio only. And then Spotify has the Patreon integration as well. So if you guys want to jump on Patreon through Spotify, you can do that. And that is it. Come see Mr. Wallace and Mr. Blouse on our tour. We love you guys. And that is it. That is it. That is it. A big kiss and a big hug. Jerk me off on Flag Day.